Frequency Cast. Startup in progress.
Hi, and welcome to Frequency Cast number 9, our tantalizing take on technology. My name's Carl, and with us is our resident technologist, Pete.
Welcome.
If you're new to Frequency Cast, welcome along. In each show, we look at what's new in the world of digital TV and radio in the UK, and we try and demystify today's newest technologies. The show's driven by feedback from our listeners, so you decide what we'll be talking about on each show. Let's take a look at what's coming up in today's Frequency Cast. At last, news about BT Vision. Top-up boxes now hitting the streets. Other top digital TV news headlines. In our focus section, we look at the BT Home Hub, what it is, and does your home need one? We look at the latest innovations in Where Did I Leave My Keys technology. We may have even found a new regular feature for the show. Cheers. Plus, we get our grubby hands on your letters, phone calls, and messages. But first, let's take a look at what's new.
Frequency Cast, now loading news.
News time here on Frequency Cast, and the top news for December 2006 is the long-awaited BT Vision launch. This new home TV service offers combined Freeview digital TV and TV over broadband. The service centres around the BT Vision set-top box, known as a V-Box. We were originally expecting this box to be priced around £100, but BT is offering the V-Box free to BT Total Broadband customers. As you have to be a BT Broadband customer anyway, this is an excellent deal. The V-Box can pause and rewind live TV, holds 80 hours of TV on its hard disk, has a 14-day electronic program guide, and supports the option to record your favourite TV series, like Sky's Series Link. You have to pay a one-off £30 connection fee. An engineer needs to call to connect your V-Box, the BT Home Hub, and your existing PC, so there's also a £60 installation fee, making it a total of £90 to get up and running. For the basic service, there's no subscription. There's a range of blockbuster and classic movies, TV shows, kids' programs, and music videos all available for download. The big news has centred around BT Vision and Premiership Football, as from 2007, BT is taking on Sky as it's partnered with sports channel Setanta to show 288 Premier matches in full per season. We hope to be featuring a review of BT Vision in the next show, so if you have any questions about this new service, please get in touch. Next, the latest on top-up TV. It seems that from the 30th of November, top-up TV Anytime boxes are finally shipping. Customers who've ordered the service will apparently be receiving a letter a few days before delivery confirming the delivery date. We've been told that orders that were received by the 1st of December will be fulfilled before Christmas. Please see our site for more information and a review coming soon. Next, two pieces of digital radio news. In November 2006, the body responsible for the digital audio broadcasting standards announced that, in the future, there'll be a new format for DAB radio broadcasts, AAC+. It's likely that this new format will mean a new name for DAB. Suggestions so far have been DAB Plus or DAB version 2. This new standard will apparently mean between 3 and 4 times as many DAB stations can be supported. It seems that we can expect to see new DAB radios supporting this format being released in 2007. So the question is, does this mean the end of the current DAB radio? Well, possibly, but not quite yet. With the number of stations and radios out there, it's going to be a long time before any major change. And the existing DAB service can live alongside the new AAC Plus standard, so it could just mean that current DAB radios won't be able to receive some of the newer stations when they come online in a few years. Estimates that we've seen show that the current DAB format, which uses MP2 encoding, probably won't vanish for something like 8 years. No need to worry just yet. Also on the subject of DAB, on the 1st of December 2006, the UK regulator Ofcom announced the advertisement of a new national DAB multiplex, which will add a whole new group of national commercial radio stations to the DAB network. Applications close in March 2007. And finally, Freeview news. In the last few weeks, we've seen two new stations added to the lineup. These include Heart FM on 728 and Radio Music Shop on 729. It's not clear if these are temporary or for testing reasons, as no official announcement has yet been made. Also in the last few days, we've seen a new channel being added to the interactive services. Teletext Games has now appeared on channel 103, and the on-screen message announces that there are three new interactive games coming in the new year.
Thanks, Pete. Great stuff. For more on these news stories, take a look at the notes for today's show at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequencycast. Now loading. Focus.
Well, this is Focus, another of my favourites now. I must say, I'm learning more and more each time. So, what have we got today? Because Pete has his little gadget in his hands and he's going to read to me and tell me what the choice of the public was.
As you know, in each show we open this up to our listeners to tell us what they'd like to see featured in the show. And there's been a bit of a change of plan. When we spoke about this a few days ago, we were going to talk about MP3 players, if you remember.
I do, I remember that. I was looking forward to that, in fact.
Well, I get this horrible feeling there's been some vote rigging, because if we look at our stats on my little PDA, we see there's been a change of plan. And something that was number 4 has suddenly shot up to number 1. So looking at the stats here, joint third was broadband and email on a mobile phone. Joint number 2 was MP3 players and PDAs. And number 1, 28% of our listeners that voted want us to talk about the BT Home Hub. So, guess what we're talking about today?
MP3 players?
No, the BT Home Hub.
Okay. When are we going to do MP3 players?
When enough people vote.
Come on, get your votes in. Right, I want to do MP3 players, though. Can't we just change it?
No.
So, inspire me with a home hub. Would you, sir?
Do you know what a home hub is?
You lose a lot of the visual here.
Well, look at that. Yeah, sound effect. That is a BT home hub.
So basically a home hub. This is what I think. Isn't it like the internet and telephone? And a bit more. I can't remember. You did
he's
tell
good,
me.
Isn't he?
Have you seen the TV ad for this?
Yeah, it's the one with the "we'll have a nursery in this room."
Yeah. Now, you see, there's something wrong with that ad, right? There's an estate agent showing around the house, and they're not sure about the house, and then they see the home hub and go, "Oh, you've got a home hub, we'll buy the house." So they kind of buy the house because it's got a home hub, but what I don't get, right, is the people that moved out obviously left it. They took the light bulbs and the lampshades and the curtains and they left the home hub.
Oh, you sound like you analyse adverts way too much, Pete.
Well, these things just worry me. Anyway, look, this is a home hub, so it's a white box.
Let me describe it then, shall I? This is my point, yeah? I can do this bit. It's a white box. It's about the size of a healthy book, and it has a little bit on the front, a little foot thing that sticks out. Actually, it's like a bookend thing, isn't it? It's like holds up your books and your bookcase. And it's got an aerial, yeah? It has 5 little icons on the front, which obviously glow. One of them's phone, then there's wireless, broadband, internet, and data. It's quite modern looking. It's clean. But what does it do?
Basically, this is your connection into BT. So you've obviously got your BT phone line coming in. You may have BT broadband. So this is to connect your phone, your broadband, and a whole load of other things that BT are planning into one little box. That plugs into your hole-in-the-wall to BT. First and foremost, it's a broadband router. So you plug it in and you get your broadband through it. You can plug in, you saw at the back, there's a couple of connections. You can plug a PC into the back of this. But it's also got Wi-Fi, wireless, which we covered in another show. So if you've got a wireless laptop or a PDA or something even like our friend the Nabustag,
all right,
it can wirelessly connect in to the internet using a BT home hub. But it does a few other little bits and bobs as well. Now, if you remember, we did our little test last time when you cleared off and did some stuff.
That was fun.
Now, do you remember that?
That was a phone, yeah.
That's a phone. Now, that is the BT Home Hub phone. And this little thing at the front that you said looked like half a bookend, if I plug that into there, that's our phone. So that's, you see, that's the little phone. It's a charging station and also the base unit for this phone. So this phone, the Hub Phone 1010, is the one we used for our trials of voice over the internet. That's all part of BT's solution to get phone calls running over the internet. Also, we spoke in the news section about BT Vision. Now, you do need one of these to connect to BT Vision. And there's a little socket on the back marked Ethernet that you need to plug into your BT Vision set-top box. So if you want BT Vision, this TV over the internet business we've talked about before, you also need a home hub. There's also a couple of other things this does. This connects into the BT Fusion service, and also there's talk of some kind of home security system with things like webcams that mean you can dial in and check your house while you're at work. And again, all of that relies on one of these little home hubs.
I was expecting that the home hub would be the sort of size of the base unit of a computer, I've got to be honest. It's a lot sleeker than I imagined.
It's a little on the bulky side compared with some routers, but then it does do a fair amount more than other things. If we just take a look at these little sockets on the back, just to give people a feel for what this can do. It's got 7 sockets on the bottom. So we've got the broadband in, which is your connection into your broadband. Socket there for your phone, so that's if you're plugging a phone into it to do your phone calls over the internet.
Then we've got two Ethernet sockets, so obviously one of those is for BT Vision, one of those is for your computer.
And you've also got two USB sockets, I see.
And indeed, there's a USB-A and a USB-B socket for connections to computers and other bits of kit.
That's quite cool, really, isn't it?
So that's pretty much the Home Hub. Now, we've got a page up on our website about the Home Hub, and we've had a few questions in, so it's worth just running through some of the questions. One of the big questions is, what can it actually do? So they want to know what they can manage with it, what the software does. So let's just take a couple of seconds just to run through the software. You have to connect it to your PC and log in from your PC's web browser to manage the interface into your Home Hub. And when you log in, you've got things like remote assistance, which lets BT connect in to sort out your technical problems. You can see a log of your last phone calls that you've made, complicated things like setting up your firewall or doing application sharing. You can also manage users, so you can decide which computers can connect in through the Home Hub and which ones can't. It's probably not as powerful as some of the routers that many of the more advanced people out there want. It's a little lacking in a few areas, but it is actually fairly powerful.
All right, fair enough. How much is it?
Well, the good news is you get one of these for free. If you're signing up to BT Broadband Package and you go for either Option 2 or Option 3, they throw one of these in free. If you go for Option 1, which is their cheapest package, you can actually get it for an extra £30. If you happen to already have BT Broadband and you want to buy one of these as an add-on, you can actually buy them for about £90 direct from the BT shop.
So it's a good family domestic device, really, isn't it?
I think that's the intention. It's maybe not necessarily for the techies who want all the bells and whistles with their broadband. The idea is this is going to be in everyone's home, so people are going to be familiar with the fact that you use this to connect into all the BT services. So that's TV, that's video, that's phones, that's the internet, all through one little box. And that is the BT Home Hub. It's quite a good plan of BT's.
All this stuff's already on our website, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a page up on Home Hub. We set one up about two shows ago. So if you go to our website, frequencycast.co.uk, you'll find a page on Home Hub, and we've got things on there like how to set up your port forwarding. So that's maybe if you've got a wireless webcam or a Nabis tag that you want to connect through your Home Hub. We've got information on how to do port forwarding. We've also got a few little tips, like this only works with BT Total Broadband, so you can't use it with any other broadband provider. Also, things like when you log in through your PC interface, you log on automatically as a basic user. And some of the more advanced stuff we were covering earlier, what it doesn't say very clearly is you need to log on as admin and use the password admin. In the last couple of weeks, there was a software update which solves problems with the new Internet Explorer 7. You couldn't log in unless you had this version. So make sure if you have a Home Hub, you've updated to 6.1.1R.
Thank you. What was this new feature you were talking about earlier, you know, for the show?
Well, you know when you have one of those quiet days?
Right, yeah.
And you're just sitting there surfing the net, thinking of some website to look up on Google.
What, like another porn site? Yeah.
Like another porn site. Well, I stumbled across this site dedicated to tea dunking.
Tea dunking? What is that, when you go like, is that skinny dipping? You know, tea dunking, is that like a bath full of tea?
No, when you dunk a biscuit in tea.
Oh, I know, yeah, like the Jaffa cake, and it goes all soft on one side, and you get the chocolate. Oh, yeah. Tea dunking, yeah, I'm with you.
You got it. So I thought maybe on the show we should try some tea dunking. We should have maybe a biscuit of the month feature or something like that. And I thought to get us started, I'd go for the dead fly biscuits.
Oh, Gary Baldy.
So here we go.
Have a Gary Baldy.
Thank you.
Right.
Give me your
tea.
Pass over here.
Right, now
we're
going to dunk this biscuit. That's very hot, actually. Dunk this biscuit in a couple of seconds. While Cole's having his dunk, let me tell you to go and have a look at www.teadunking.co.uk for all your tea dunking needs.
Maybe if you're interested in... I can't talk with a biscuit in my mouth. Yeah, thanks, Pete. If you think biscuit dunking's a really dumb good idea, maybe you want to just email us in with your biscuit of the month and we'll feature it in the next show. Thanks for that, Pete. So let's swiftly move on. We've got something really cool to play with now, haven't we? It's a locator. A locator, and I love the way it's written. LOCATOR. Okay, let's go. What is it?
This is the latest in Where's My Key technology. What do you think that is, first of all? Let me just hand you that.
It looks like something that should be on a keyring. Like a... and it beeps, and it lights.
Shall I explain what we're doing?
I wish you would.
Right, well, okay.
James?
So what we have here, this is a little tag thing, okay? Uh-huh. About the size of a postage stamp, a bit bigger than a pound coin. And you can either stick it on things with this little bit of Velcro-y stuff, or you can use this little keyring chain to stick it on a keyring.
Right. Sounds cool.
So that's one of those. Now, you can take that away, and I can use this little thing here, which is the little hand controller thing, to track it down. So if you've lost your keys, this little gadget does the business.
Fantastic.
Okay, so now, what's that?
Oh, that's a memory stick.
So why am I giving you that, then?
I've no idea.
On here is a little recording of me using the locator in our other studio.
You're so sad.
Okay, so let's just reach over here and plug this in.
Doo-doo.
Hi there, this is Pete doing some roving reporting for the podcast Frequency Cast. What I'm testing here is the Locator Plus. This is a tag tracking system that's designed to track down your keys, etc. What I'm going to try and use it to do today is track down our cat, who's somewhere in the house at the moment, and his collar is equipped with a Locator Plus tag. So let me see if I can track him down. In my hand, I have the Locator Plus tracking unit, which I'm about to turn on. When I turn that on, a little sign says, Locator Plus, don't lose it, locate it. Takes a few seconds to load. Okay, now I have a menu that says locate, alert options, tag options, settings, upgrade, help, and guide. So I'm going to select locate. Okay, and it's now asking me which of my tags I want to locate. And I've set up multiple tags here. I'm going to select the one for cat. It now says searching for cat. What I'm expected to do is walk around in a bit of a circle to try and work out where he's coming from. In front of me, I've got a display that's kind of showing me near, medium, and far as to where the cat is, and little number indicating signal strength. And you can probably hear this beeping away. I'm turning around in a circle. That's obviously getting cold. Okay, that sounds more positive, so I'm going to go in that direction. It still says far at the moment. Signal strength of 24. Okay, it's getting a bit stronger. Okay, signal strength of 53. I'm homing in. And look who I found.
Hello, pussycat. How are you?
Works a treat.
That's really cool. I like that. So if I swallow it, you'll be able to find my stomach.
Oh, yeah. And where all the Garibaldis have gone?
It's silver and it's plastic and it's got a little LED that lights up and flashes and beeps. That's really cool.
So there you go. So that's the locator. Now, these things are about 60 quid. For that, you get a couple of tags and this little controller unit there. That's the locator. They have three modes. They've got a locate mode, so you can find things. An alert mode, which is like if it goes out of range, it tells you it's gone out of range. So maybe for keeping an eye on your kids or your cat or whatever. And a little panic thing as well. So if you want to alert,
Burma!
They're very clever little things. They've got a range of about 180 metres. So it's a couple of houses either way for your wandering cat. And they go beep and there's a little flashing red light on it and you can track it down. Very, very clever. If you don't want to pay the 60 quid, some other company have got a cheaper one, which is only about 20 quid. It doesn't have a little base unit with a direction findy thing, but it does. You can press a button on a key ring and it sounds the buzzer on the remote thing. So it's a cheaper way of doing it. So there you go. That's the Locator and the Locator Plus. About 60 quid with the little tags. If you go to our website, www.frequencycast.co.uk, we've got a few pictures of this thing in action and also details of those ones that are only 20 quid and a bit cheaper. But I think this is brill.
Yeah, so do I, James.
Yeah, shmoney penny.
Frequency Cast. Now loading. Interaction.
So now we turn our attention to the emails and answer phone messages we've had since the last show. First off, a question from R. Hatton. I have subscribed to Sky in the past. Can I still take up the offer of free broadband? My old receiver is not working. Also, do I get a free modem?
According to Sky's site, you must be an active Sky Digital subscriber to qualify for Sky Broadband. With Sky Broadband, you're provided with a free Sky Broadband box, which is a wireless router and a broadband modem.
Thanks, Pete. A mail in from Giles Best about our favourite gadget, the Wi-Fi Nebus Tag. Can you tell me if it is necessary to set up the rabbit on your wireless network with all the necessary security settings before entering the serial number on the website? I'm having a lot of trouble getting past two green lights.
The Nabs tag has to have an internet connection before the Nabs tag server can connect to it. If you don't have all three of the green lights on, you won't be able to get a connection. It seems like you've not entered the settings you need to get a connection to the server. Check your settings carefully, especially the WEP and DNS ones. Time for a call.
My name's Phil from Chester. I've only got dial-up, I haven't got broadband. Can I still download podcasts, or does it take too long to do it on an ordinary dial-up setup? Okay, thanks a lot.
Hi Phil. Yes, you can download podcasts over a dial-up connection, but it does take an awful lot longer. A 56k dial-up connection is 150 times slower than a typical 8 meg broadband connection. That means downloading Frequency Cast could take a while.
And now a message from John Carden. Hi. We live in Brittany, northern France, and receive free TV through a dish. I've tried to get Channel E4 along with other channels, but can't. Could you please advise me on this problem?
Unfortunately, E4 is not currently available free to view on the Sky Digital platform. You need to be a subscriber to get this channel via satellite. See our show notes for a list of all of the free to view and free to air channels available on the Sky system. Let's take a call.
Hi, Mr. Tony Freeman from Western Supermare. I recently went into Comet about 2 months ago and bought a top-up TV Digibox. When I asked them for a card, they said you can't get one just now because they're changing the format and you'll have to contact them. I'm now looking on the internet and I'm being told that that particular Digibox is no good because I have to get a Thomson one. Can someone please let me know why Comet are still selling these things if they're no good? Or is it just me being silly and getting the wrong end of the stick?
Hi Tony, we agree this is a little confusing. There are two services on offer from Top Up TV. There's their new Anytime service that we've been talking about on the show quite a bit. This allows TV content to be downloaded onto a special box, and it does require the new Top Up TV Anytime box made by Thomson. The Anytime service costs $9.99 per month on subscription as well as the cost of the box. The older top-up TV service is still available, costing $7.99 a month, and this gives you access to a small number of other top-up TV channels. This does still work with older top-up TV boxes. To get this service, you need to phone top-up TV and ask for a special viewing card. See the show notes for this program for more details.
And a message here from Hugh Anderson. He says, good info on podcast and web pages. How good was the Virgin Lobster on the move? And re the podcast... Good info, bad jokes. Bad jokes? Thank you very little.
Hi, Hugh. Well, the lobster's not too bad on the move. I've tried it on a train. The DAB radio is pretty good while on the move, but does drop out occasionally. The TV's a bit more temperamental on a fast-moving train. Not really up to the job, to be honest, but I guess that's expected. In a car or while walking, though, the TV on the Lobster 700's actually pretty good. And, of course, it's a lot cheaper than watching TV over the mobile phone network. Now a call from Matt Cooper. He's a blind listener that contacted us back in show 4 looking for a DAB radio that spoke out the digital radio text.
Hi, this is Matt Cooper again, the guy who was talking about the Sonos 1XT. I now own it, as you can hear, it's beside me. Looky, I'll touch the handle on the top and you can hear what it does.
The time is 7:57 p.m.
That is the little Sonos I have. I have some information for you about Vonage. Vonage also do free calls to certain countries, depending on what plan you get. I have a friend who has Vonage, and he has gone and got free calls to Australia, New Zealand, America, and Germany. Also, on DAB Digital Radio, apparently there are plans to have another national multiplex. I just thought I'd give you some information and stuff. Bye-bye.
Hi Matt, good to hear from you, and glad to hear that the Sonos radio does what you need. Thanks also for the information on the Vonage service. We've added this to our VoiceOver IP page. Also, as you'll have heard at the beginning of the show, we're going to keep a very close eye on the national DAB franchise.
Well, that's it for this show's interaction. Thanks to everyone who's been in touch with us recently, especially those of you commenting on Top Up TV's changes in our blog.
We would like to hear more from you, either asking questions or telling us what you think about current issues.
That's both current TV and technology stuff. So you can drop us an email. The address is
feedback@frequencycast.co.uk, or you can call our podline number, which is a London number, 0208 133 4567. Or you can send a message via our website.
We're also asking you to vote for what you'd like to hear on the next show. The address is www.frequencycast.co.uk. So, catch you again on the next show. Don't forget to register with us to be told when the next show's out. So, until our next teasing taste of transformers, transistors, and technological trickery, it's time for us to shut down.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown in progress.
Well, that's all for this show. Keep the feedback coming and make sure you visit our website for details of what we discussed in today's tantalising take on technology. Point your browser at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown complete.